Random House Audio presents The Obamas, The Untold Story of an African Family by Peter Firstbrook. This is the author, Peter Firstbrook. Prologue. What and what? Kinship is kinship. When the American people elect a president, they choose, de facto, a new leader of the free world. U.S. presidential elections are interesting to foreign observers, if only because the winner becomes the single most powerful person in the world, practically overnight. Yet the election of a young senator from Illinois in November 2008 caused even more of a stir around the world than usual. The primary reason was not his lack of experience in executive decision-making, but the fact that he was black. Or to be strictly correct, half-black. Although Barack Obama was brought up in Hawaii and Indonesia by a single mother for most of his early years, his absent father was African, from a tribe called the Luo, who live around the shores of Lake Victoria in western Kenya. When President Obama's father came to Hawaii as a student in 1959, Kenya was still a British colony. After the country gained its independence in 1963, Obama Sr., like many Kenyan students, returned home to find a job in the new government. President Obama recalls meeting him only once during a brief visit that his father made to Hawaii just before Christmas, 1971, when young Barack was just 10 years old. The president never saw his father again because Barack Obama Sr. died 11 years later when he crashed his car into a tree one night in Nairobi. For anybody who has read his two books, Dreams from My Father and The Audacity of Hope, it's clear that President Obama is very conscious of his mixed heritage and that, as a young man, he was unsure of his place in a multicultural world. In his self-deprecatory style, he referred to himself as a mutt in his first press conference after his election, when he spoke about getting a dog for his children. Our preference is to get a shelter dog, but most shelter dogs are mutts like me. In Dreams, he talks about his struggle as a young man to come to terms with his mixed racial heritage. Later, he recalls his first visit to Kenya in 1987 to meet his father's family and to learn more about his African birthright. He felt welcomed in Kenya, and he came to understand the importance that Africans place on family. Obama was taken to see his step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, who still lives in her husband's compound, which the family calls Home Squared. Both the president's grandfather and father are buried adjacent to the house, and he wrote movingly about finding a connection with this little bit of Africa. I dropped to the ground and swept my hand across the smooth yellow tile. Oh, Father, I cried. When my tears were finally spent, I felt a calmness wash over me. I felt the circle finally close. I realized that who I was, what I cared about, was no longer just a matter of intellect or obligation, no longer a construct of words. The title of this first book hints at his regret of never really knowing his father. I had been forced to look inside myself, he wrote in Dreams from My Father, and I found only a great emptiness there. When talking of his political beliefs in his second book, The Audacity of Hope, Barack Obama acknowledges that he is a prisoner of his own biography. I can't help but view the American experience through the lens of a black man of mixed heritage, forever mindful of how generations of people who looked like me were subjugated and stigmatized, and the subtle and not-so-subtle ways that race and class continue to shape our lives. In perhaps the most telling part of Obama's prologue to Audacity, he makes a direct reference to his own father. Someone once said that every man is trying to either live up to his father's expectations or make up for his father's mistakes, and I suppose that may explain my particular malady as well as anything else. Like many Americans, President Obama can trace the ancestral background on his mother's side to a broad mix of European blood. He is, apparently, about 37% English, with additional contributions from German, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, and Swiss forebears. Many white Americans descended from European stock share a similar...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?